Welcome to the Stalking Pot Stock Podcast. Please be advised that this is an opinion show and all listeners should do their own due diligence when buying and selling stocks. Enjoy the episode. All right, how's everybody doing tonight? It is July 24th, right around 7 p.m. out here in Southern California, where I reside. Boy, it is expensive to live out here. I've been out here for about 13 years. And I will tell you, it gets a lot of sun. Do you know it doesn't rain out here in Southern California, but what it feels like a couple times a year? It's crazy. And being in the construction business, you know, a lot of the contractors out here that aren't worth a damn, like I am, I mean, I'm good. But they do things as if it will never rain. So some of the things that they do, I know this is off subject, but I love talking about my work because I'm really good at it. But the contractors out here are so bad when it comes to rain. It's because they act like, hey, you know, it only rains a couple times a year. Why even worry about it? Well, guess what? Because it causes a lot of damage even in a short amount of time. All right, we're going to get off the contracting and construction subject and get into trading stocks again. And kind of want to just, I always love talking about what is going on now. And the reason for that is it's a lot easier to absorb some of the things that I say as they're kind of happening and you see them unfold right in front of your eyes. There's this thing that I do that I've forced myself to do. And you want to know what that is? And it's one of the most important things after you buy a stock. It's really quite simple. It's selling. Selling is one of the hardest things that I've learned to do in trading stocks. And I know, not all of you, but I know a lot of you have problems selling your stock at the right time. It's tough because you're afraid you're going to miss out. If you don't sell at the absolute highest amount, you feel like you missed out on something good and you don't feel rewarded. But guess what, man? There is nobody on this planet that knows how far something is going to go up. And I sound like a damn broken record when I talk about this. But you know what? This is how important learning how to sell is. If you can't pull the trigger easily, you're going to find yourself owning a stock that's up 100%, and then you're going to find yourself not taking any profit and it right back down. Believe me, there's a lot of stocks out there that do this. And if you're a long-term trader, you know, why even watch the stock market? Why don't you just throw some money in there when you have it and let it go? Because that's kind of what people act like long-term. I'm in it for the long haul. If you go into a trade saying, I'm in it for the long haul, and you take your eyes off the ball, well, what happens if you find out that the damn thing's going bankrupt tomorrow, right? Or something, some lawsuits are coming because they lied about their press releases or to their investors. Because this kind of stuff happens every day, folks. It really does. So, and I just want to emphasize how important it is that you protect your money. And there's only one way to do that, and that is to be ready to sell at any moment for the right time, for the right reason, I should say. And that's what this is going to be about, selling once again. You want to know what makes selling easier? Take a guess. I'm going to give you 3 seconds. Take a guess on what makes selling easier. Well, for me, it's buying the stock at the right time. Timing is everything from buying all the way to selling. Why? Why is buying so important? Because when you get a stock at the right moment, you're able to pull the trigger and sell because you actually have a bigger profit than you would if you just buy at the wrong time. I know this sounds so simple. Hey, Of course. Buy high or buy low, sell high. I hate that. I hate that saying. I hate the saying buy low, sell high. I hate it. It doesn't matter. I mean, what's low? Give me an example, or give yourself an example of what's low. Okay, a dollar, that's low, right? Low to what? What if it cuts in half to 50 cents? Then what? Was that still considered low, that $1? No, 50 cents? Okay, all right. Well, then the 50 cents, that's low. That's low. I'm buying now because, you know, it was just at a dollar and now it's 50 cents. That's low. That is the absolute low. Well, guess what? It's down to 20 cents, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't think it could happen, did you? No, most of us don't. It's really, really hard to understand how easy it is that a stock can go down, especially after you've read so much good news on it. Man, get away from that news being the reason why you buy a stock. I mean, it's nice to know a few things, but it also gets people stuck so easy. It makes you afraid to get out, and it makes you want to get in on the way down. And let me tell you something, when things are going down like they are today, you can get stuck in a whirlpool. And I'll tell you what, that whirlpool ain't going to let you come back up anytime soon. It can drown you. So you want to avoid those traps. The buying on the way down, that's not easy. I point this out all the time on the blog, my Facebook blog, Pot Stocks, if you're not following it. You should. I point things out as they happen so that it can kind of plant a seed in your own head and say, oh yeah, you know that it did do that. It does make sense why this can happen. Sometimes we need a why. Why do stocks sell off? And why do they bounce off that bottom so quick and significantly sometimes, right? There's logical reasons to that. I mean, and there's actually a lot of them. But the biggest thing is that a lot of investors just give up on them, and they have to because they don't want to keep smart investors have a breaking point. And then that's kind of what lead to all these climatic sell-offs that I keep on pointing out on the blog. And it offers a lot of opportunities for those that are patient and wait for the right time to strike. And that's what I'm talking about, buying at the right time. And buying at the right time in today's market environment may not be the same way to buy at the right time in other market environments. But we're just talking about the environment that we're in now. The environment that we are in now, at least in the pot stocks arena, is that these things are not only drifting down, but then they're doing the climatic sell-off. They're drifting down, and then boom, it's finally everybody's had enough. It's kind of a all-in, and this is a little tricky for some people, and they don't always know this. It's best that you just go and read on this if you don't know what short selling is. There's a lot of people that short stocks. Just to make it simple, it's the opposite of buying it. And the beautiful thing about selling short as far as people who want to buy stocks is that the person who sells a short interest in a stock must, and I repeat, they must buy the stock at some point. They have to. There is no, I'm going to sell it short and not get back in it and not then have to buy it down the road. And we'll get into that a little bit another day. This is just, go read about short selling and you'll kind of understand what I'm talking about. But that's one of the key ingredients on these climatic sell-offs is the short selling. And as soon as this stock bottoms out and gets oversold that everybody that had a stop order on the stock finally are gone. And then there's other people just waiting for them to suck them up. And what that does is it puts the stocks in the hands of others that don't have anything at risk yet, because they're buying on they're buying on the other's defeat in the stock. They're buying it It's like handing over the torch to the next person. And since everybody that has given up and they're handing over the torch to the new investors, that's what allows them to bounce up so fast, because there's no more sellers. All these people waiting on the sidelines took over all the sellers. They took them over. And then you have those short sellers that were short in the stock making money on the way down. They have to cover their shorts before they get clobbered. So that only adds to the bounce. And that's why we get these big bounces off these climatic sales. And this is why I always point out on the blog all these dump alerts when I see them. I don't catch them all. I don't get the bank on all of them, and I don't see all of them happening because, you know, I only have so many eyes and I'm not in front of my computer 24/7. But it gives you an example of how these things, how you can pick up a nice 10, 20, or 30% off these climatic sales. So buying right, buying at the right time allows you to make it easier to sell. And that's what it's about. So if you're really a patient and a longer term investor, the most important thing for you is to buy at the right time. And always, when you get a quick profit after your purchase, whether it was expected or unexpected, man, you need to learn how to sell some of it. And remember, you don't always have to sell all of it. Just sell some of it. You'll be amazed at what that does to you. It puts you in the power position. And that's what you always want to be in, is in the power position. I like to think of it like this. In real estate, it's considered location, location, location. For me, in stocks, it's sell, sell, sell. It means learn how to sell. Learn how to pull that trigger. Selling is one of the most important things for an investor, especially new investors, to just feel comfortable and accept the selling method. Whether it's a strategy you have, or if you just go, man, this thing is starting to look really pretty good. You know, the problem is we get stuck with those, it's looking really, really, really good, man. And I want to get rich. Man, it takes a long time in stocks to get rich. And the one way that you do it is by staying with your winners and dumping your losers. You have to put some limits on how far down these stocks will go so that you can sell out before they break you or they suck some more of your money in. That's what we don't want to do. But it's a human flaw that a lot of us have. I've had it. I still do it on a small scale every once in a while. And I go, see, I just lost a little more money than I had to. And I get right back on track with some of my rules. And that's what you need to do. Make them rules. I force myself to practice selling. And you should too. If you've been through this last couple years, you'll know how important it is to sell when stocks are doing good. It's a lot harder selling a stock when it starts to turn south on you. It really is. And I don't know if it's, maybe it's not in you. It's in me. It was in me. I mean, it was always the challenge that I had. What is stopping me from selling this? Well, because I just got done having it at $15 a share. I bought it at $7. I had it at $15, and now it's at $12. I want my $15 back. And then, of course, it gets back up to that $15, and you start going, you know what, this, now I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good. It's at 15. Why should I sell now? Because you're getting a second chance, man. Maybe. Yeah, your guess is as good as mine. All I know is day by day, I evaluate, should I hold or sell? And a lot of stocks, they will get right up to the top of their value fast. And then they'll challenge it two or three times before it starts to become apparent that they're not going any higher. And that's what I call the second and sometimes your third chance. I mean, there's even times of a fourth chance. And it never gets really back. You'll find out that when stocks are going up and have had a climatic explosion to the upside, you'll find out that it's really hard to get past that first or second day of explosions. Even a month or two down the road, it'll challenge it. Those are your second and third chances to take some profit. Some stocks go up and right back down, but the much, you know, if you're in a decent stock, it will challenge those highs once, twice, or sometimes three times again. And you've got to recognize that and say, okay, you know what, man, I've gave this thing 3 different times. I'm going to take a little bit off the table, or maybe all of it, depends on where you're at. All right, you guys, I just want to really hammer the selling. I mean, I'm always going to talk about selling because it's the most important. And again, if you're long-term, selling, it's not about, long-term is preserving your capital, no matter how you look at it. Things change. Something you see tomorrow might make you change your mind with that stock, and it should. Something can change. There's a lot of stocks that are $3 and $4 I'm seeing right now, and they're opening some of them with just some little bad news, or I should say terrible news, a lot of terrible news based off of the stock action, but some of them are already trading under $1 before they even open. You don't even get a chance to get out at $2, $3, or $4. It's already open below $1. I've seen a couple of these the last few days. This is how bad it is out there and how quick you can lose a bulk of your money. And that's why I always say, diversify. Spread that money around. You will thank yourself for that. If you do that, you'll find out that even in the worst markets, you're losing less than most of your other investors. All right, you all, take care. And if I'd love to hear back from you a little bit here. I've been having technical difficulties because I am not a tech guy. I am hoping that this episode can be heard better than the rest. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
You've just listened to another episode of the Stocking Pot Stock Podcast with Ed Shane. Please follow us on my Facebook blog, Pot Stocks. 2 words. Let us know how we're doing and give us some feedback, please. Have a good day.